43. Molly thought, how had this happened? Jesse and Crow had practically turned into one of those movies with a couple buddy cops. The only problem, from where she sat, was that only one of them was a cop. The other guy, whatever Molly's history with him, brief history, was one the cop had tried to put away. Am I jealous? Of Crow hanging out with my boss? Not just my boss, but my best friend? Jesse was the one always telling her that the best thing was for her to stay away from Crow, like he was trying to keep her out of harm's way. And Jesse had told her that he'd made it clear to Crow that he wanted him to steer clear of Molly as much as possible. Now Jesse had done everything except give Crow a badge. The two of them might be together right now, as far as she knew. Sitting with their feet on Jesse's desk, chopping things up. And I wish I was with them, Molly thought. No way around that. What is this, high school? Jesse would say sometimes, often when he was talking about Sonny Randall. Now Molly felt like she was the one in high school and hadn't been invited to a party, even if it was just a party of two. She knew she could check her phone to see where Jesse was right now. She had done it plenty of times before. But tonight it would make her feel as if she were stalking him, stalking them. She was alone in the house. Michael had got a message to her from the boat that he expected to be back in 10 days, but probably not sooner. Michael, her husband, who she loved, and who would never know that she had cheated on him with a criminal, and still imagined herself doing it again, at least in her weaker moments, ones that would often come at this time of night. She thought about making herself a drink. That might calm her down. Only she didn't want to calm down, damn it. She wanted to be angry with them for leaving her out. But Molly knew her anger tonight was about more than that, or about them. She had become obsessed with her inability to find Blair Richmond, or to find out what had happened to her. Blair Richmond, who was somebody's daughter. She had been working this particular missing persons case as hard as she'd ever worked one in her life, reaching out to every agency except the Justice League of America. From the start, Molly had been working it as if the girl, she couldn't think of her in any other way, were still alive. She refused to dwell on the alternative. In her mind, Blair was out there somewhere, hiding and scared and alone. Molly had called her high school friends and classmates from the University of Rhode Island she could track down. She had circled back to the other members of Save Our Beach, all of them scared out of their wits themselves, looking for anything they remembered that could provide a lead. You know what a good cop you are. Be one now. Molly knew that she herself couldn't do anything about saving the land, or the beach, or the town, or bringing back Ben Gage or Neil O'Hara. Making everything the way it was. But she could save this girl. Only if she could find her. No one had heard from her. There had been no activity on her credit card or bank card. No Venmo transfers to her or from her. At least before today. By now, Molly was convinced that Blair's original cell phone was long gone. Discarded or destroyed. By her or someone else. Molly knew how hard it was to go completely off the grid in the modern world. Blair Richmond, if she were still alive, had managed to do just that. It was easy enough for Molly to know why, realize what she was thinking. They killed my boyfriend, and now they're coming for me. They, whoever they were. Blair could only think that she had to know whatever it was that had gotten Ben Gage killed. And Mayor Neil O'Hara before that, but especially Ben. They'd worked together. They'd lived together and been lovers. They had to assume that whatever he knew, she knew. Whoever the fuck they were. She was in the kitchen about an hour later, making herself a strong cup of Irish tea, when she heard her phone making its marimba noise from where she'd left it in the living room. She picked it up and looked at the screen. Unknown caller. "This is Molly Crane," she said. Nothing. "Hello," she said. "This is Molly."
"It's me," she heard through a bad connection. "Blair. Please, come get me," Blair Richmond said. "Before they do."